And good Thursday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Again, thanks to Dr. Marty Veneer, Director of MBATH Partnership Development, for coming in. And the best show of the year keeps getting better, as we now have retired Lieutenant General Perry Wiggins, the Executive Director of Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General, in the studio. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, how can it get any better? You got 70 degrees today and bright, sunshiny, and so you got to enjoy it while you can before it drops about 50 degrees and we got 20 degrees and snow and sleet.
Right after you said, how could it get any better? I could just hear the state of Kansas saying, just wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Just wait a little bit. Yeah. Well, so much going on in the military world. I guess you can just kind of generalize it. I guess first, let's just kind of start locally with Fort Riley and some things there.
Well, you know, I mean, the Army just released a programmatic environmental assessment. We've been expecting it. It basically centers on the 16th Armored Brigade Combat Team. We've been talking a lot about that on several sessions here. And that's the increase in force structure in our military. The problem we got is, there's five installations that are in the hunt. There's Fort Bliss, Fort Hood, Fort Carson, Fort Stewart, and Fort Riley. The good thing is Fort Riley's one of the five. So we're still in the hunt. We're still working hard to get infrastructure out there at Fort Riley, the additional troops, which will improve our economy. And so I just tell people that we keep rowing hard and keep pushing every day and trying to convince the Army that Fort Riley is and always has been a great place to serve and raise families.
And what type of, when it comes to troop numbers, what if Fort Riley did get that, what would we expect there?
Well, it's between 4,000 and 5,200. I mean, you know, it's a sizable increase with an additional brigade combat team. But we're looking for force structure that comes in a lot of different shapes for the Army. It really is a positive increase in troop numbers for the Army, and we just want to be a part of that positive troop increase.
And when's the last time Fort Riley had added another battalion like that?
Well, I mean, you know, we lost the brigade. We cased the colors of the 4th Brigade Combat Team in 2012, which was a significant event when you think about it, because it not only took a 3rd Maneuver Brigade from Fort Riley, which decreases the flexibility that commander has really to implement his training plan, it also impacted us on the economic front. Because, you know, we had soldiers that departed the Central Flint Hills. And so now we're looking to how do we increase, bring back a 3rd Brigade to give it that 3rd maneuver arm for the 1st Infantry Division here at Fort Riley and increase those numbers to improve our economy.
And when it comes to that, when you mentioned the economic aspects of adding another brigade and the importance of that, but as far as just like military operations and just Fort Riley operations, is that... Just adding that 3rd Brigade, does that add a little bit of relief to the other brigades as far as number of deployments and those sort of things?
Absolutely. You know, what it really does for a commander is most divisions operated on what they called a green, amber, red cycle. Green meant you were ready, you were deployed, you were operational, you were mission ready, you were conducting mission. And then the amber was in your training cycle. So you literally were prepping to deploy. And then the red cycle was troops that had probably recently deployed, redeployed. They were doing some training, but they were doing a lot of taskings. You know, with the decrease in our budget, we lost a lot of contracts and contract personnel that used to do a lot of things out there on the installations. So to fill that gap, that the work that they were doing, we took borrowed military manpower, which is soldiers. And soldiers were fulfilling those responsibilities. When you only have 2 brigades, like in Fort Riley's case, you have 2nd Brigade is deployed to Europe, and then you have 1st Brigade that is prepping and training to deploy for mission. But at the same time, they've also got to do those taskings and requirements that Fort Riley has in a borrowed military manpower configuration. And that puts added stress on the force because they have to be dual-focused instead of singly-focused.
Very good point. Brady Bowman here with retired Lieutenant General Perry Wiggins, the Executive Director of Governor's Military Council and former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General. Phone lines are open, by the way, 785-537-1350. If you do have any questions for the retired Lieutenant General. And I want to go back to something real quick. We were kind of talking over break and just kind of in light of just some more kind of recap or reflection on K-State basketball's Elite Eight run. You were kind of telling me over break when you were commanding general for Riley about how that partnership kind of started. If anybody ever sees a game, they always see that military patch on the K-State uniforms. And I'm sure maybe you want to extend some congratulations to the team and maybe just kind of tell me about that story about how that partnership really got going with both K-State basketball and K-State football.
Yeah, you know, it's the only NCAA division team that has a military insignia on their uniform. A lot of people ask questions during the tournament, you know, what is that patch that they're wearing? Well, it's actually a U.S. Army Field Artillery Unit's patch. That partnership was started when Frank Martin was the coach of Kansas State University basketball. He came to my office when I was commanding general, and he said, I really, really love the military. I want to embrace the military. I want to start a partnership with my basketball team. And how do I do that? And Art DeGroat, who is at Kansas State University, a great American, and we worked side by side to make that happen. We got all the approvals, and he slapped that patch on their basketball uniforms, and then our troops would go and train during their practice, by the way, which was brutal. Frank Martin was a brutal taskmaster. And then we took their troops and brought them to Fort Riley, put them in all the combat gear, and really had fun watching a 6-foot-10-inch guy try to jump in and out of an M1 tank or a Bradley without hitting his head. So we had to make sure they were all wearing their helmets and we didn't hurt anybody. But, yeah, it's a great relationship. And that relationship continued to build and has continued to increase with K-State University. And we're blessed to have that institution right outside the gate of Fort Riley.
And you were telling me to start with the football team first, right?
Yeah, the Black Lions. A lot of people used to ask the same question about the football team. They wear a Black Lion up on their jersey, or used to, when the Black Lions were out at Fort Riley. Part of 4th Brigade Combat Team that cased their colors was, unfortunately, the Black Lions. So they now have a partnership with another battalion out there at Fort Riley. But, it started with Coach Snyder and the football team. And if you ever watch the football games, you'll see the 1st Infantry Division colors normally come out onto the field with the football players. One of their football players is carrying the 1st Infantry Division colors.
And again, a tradition that continues that Bruce Weber has kept up. And
yes,
had to be a lot of pride for you seeing that Elite Eight run and seeing that patch on national television and being in national spotlight like that.
I think so. I think for all of us to wear the uniform, it's very exciting.
A quick footnote, and we'll get to this call here in just a little bit, but at the Basketball Awards program banquet the other night, Fort Riley passed out as part of this, the Never Broken Award.
That's right.
And
that's
it
right.
is about this relationship.
That's correct.
And Kamal Stokes was the winner of that. I mean, Never Broken, what a perfect person to win that, because, you know, two injuries, significant injuries, and coming back each time. So I just thought maybe that, you know, that continues in that respect, that the program continues through Fort Riley to honor one of its own.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, and I think it's once again one of those things that highlights the unique relationship we have here in our community.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Perry Wiggins, the Executive Director of Governor's Military Council, former 1st Infantry Division Commanding General, right here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Get ESB Financial's free app, Card Valet. With Card Valet, you have the power to turn your card on and off.